الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن نبينا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا اتخذ الفيء دولا والأمانة مغنما والزكاة مغرما صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers, elders and friends, indeed it is an accepted fact and an irrefutable reality that as time is passing and the hour is approaching, the trials and tribulations of the ummah are only intensifying and multiplying. The ummah is currently being bombarded with atrocities and difficulties, lashed from every side and corner, kicked from pillar to post, stormed with great challenges, test after test, trial after trial. Like when the paragon of Allah's creation, describing the horrifying and terrifying conditions that will prevail before Qiyamah, and when prophesizing certain occurrences that will take place closer to the day of Qiyamah, he cited the example of a necklace that is cut loose and how the beads begin to fall one after the other. Similar is the condition of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Difficulty after difficulty, hardship after hardship, waves of difficulty are rocking the boat of this ummah from right to left, left to right. People are gripped with fear. This last Eid that we have experienced was such a sad Eid for so many people in different parts of the world, whether in Kashmir or in Rohingya, whether in Syria or in Yemen, whether in Palestine or Gaza, whether in Somalia or Sudan. Such a Eid that the ummah had to experience with so much of difficulty and hardship. And subhanallah, if you go back to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be amazed and astonished to see the extent of the detail that he has gone to when explaining the conditions of his ummah before Qiyamah, when describing the horrifying and terrifying conditions that will prevail closer to the day of Qiyamah. One will be more amazed and astonished to see the level of accuracy, to see the level of accuracy in the prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every prophecy turns out to be so accurate and precise. The question comes in the mind of every person, what is the cause of the decline of this ummah? This ummah has such a high, lofty position in the eyes of Allah. This is a ummah marhumah, the ummah that is enveloped by the divine, supreme mercy of Allah. The ummah of that great being who was sent as a rahmah for the entire humanity. This is indeed a very special and unique ummah. Why is the ummah being bombarded with so much of atrocities and difficulties? Why is this ummah being kicked from pillar to post? What has dropped the status of this ummah? Nabi alayhi salam have made so much of du'as for this ummah. Why is this ummah going through such a difficult storm? And people are researching, trying to find and discover what is the cause of the decline of this ummah. But if we go back to the Qur'an Majeed, the undoubted word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the most correct, the most accurate and authentic. Allah Rabbul Izzah in the Qur'an states, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Whose words can be more truthful than the words of Allah? Whose speech can be more accurate and authentic than the speech of Allah Rabbul Izzah? Hence, there is no need for Allah to even repeat any message in the Qur'an. At times I will need to repeat myself, to add emphasis to my speech. You may need to say something more than once. And this is to impress on the listener the truthful nature of what you are saying. Allah is not in need of repeating any message in the Quran. However, when it comes to this topic, the reason why there is change of conditions in the world, whether locally or globally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats the message many, many times in the Quran. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. The question everyone asks, why is there so much of unrest and turmoil? Why is there so much of instability, mayhem and anarchy in the world? Allah clearly in this verse states, you ask the question, what is the answer? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. It is your actions that are drawing these conditions. وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Allah is very clear in this verse. Allah boldly states to the entire humanity, any difficulty coming to you, remember it is because of what your hands have earned. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will never punish a nation. Allah will never change their conditions unless they change their own conditions. This is the divine system of Allah. What goes up, that will come down. Your actions, if they are noble and holy, surely you will receive that type of conditions. When our actions are not complete, when our actions are not righteous, when our actions are evil and bad, not presentable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should expect similar conditions to descend. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has went into great and in-depth detail explaining the reasons and the causes for the decline of the ummah. Nabi alayhi salam says to us in a hadith, O my ummah, have you taken me as a father? إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْوَالِدِ. I am your father, you are my children. I give you these warning signs, these safety signs. Why to alert you of the dangers in your path? O my ummah, do not go towards evil. Do not go towards this wrong and that wrong. If you put your hands into these different evils and wrongs, surely you are asking, you are inviting the wrath and the anger of Allah. إِنَّمَا أَنَا لَكُمْ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الْوَالِدِ. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, he cites the example of one who has kindled a fire. And this person, after killing this fire is burning, very, very hot fire. And there are certain insects that are attracted towards light. And these insects begin to go in the direction of that fire, and they begin to fall one after the other. This man tries to protect and defend, and he tries to hold back these insects from falling in that fire. But he is unable to control them. They leave his hands and they begin to fall in the fire one after the other. Nabi alayhi salam says, you know who is that man? I am that man. The fire of Jahannam has been kindled. These tests and trials, these evils and wrongs are taking place. Stay away from it. Do not go near to it, O my ummah. But you are choosing to leave my hand. أَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ. I'm not holding you by your hand. I'm not holding you by your collar. I'm not holding you by your arm, by your waist. I'm trying to grab you. Oh my ummah, do not go closer to this fire. But you still decide to jump in that fire. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salam has prophesied certain occurrences that will take place. Why? To alert you and I of the dangers that we're going to experience in our path. We should be very wary. We should not fall prey to these fitan and challenges. Scholars of ahadith have dedicated chapters in the books to the topic of the signs of Qiyamah, the challenges of the ummah, the difficult conditions that will prevail before Qiyamah. Some ulama have went to the extent and they have brought chapters in the books pertaining to the wars, the massacres, the killings that will take place before Qiyamah. Look at the importance they attach to this topic in today's time and age. In this time and age, it is extremely important that we equip ourselves with the knowledge of the signs of Qiyamah, the challenges of the ummah, the various tribulations that will come upon the ummah, the different evils and wrongs that will take place, so we can protect and safeguard ourselves. Like when you're traveling on a highway and there are certain boards that come before you, safety warnings that beware, alert, animals ahead, pedestrians crossing, rock falling rocks ahead, and so on. These signs are there to protect you from colliding with another vehicle, from meeting in an accident. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us these safety warnings so that we fasten our seatbelt. We are very wary, we are very awake and alert. Look at the hadith I've recited before you. An amazing, remarkable hadith. Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah has mentioned this hadith twice in his kitab. This hadith contains of a certain prophecies of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which there's a lesson for you and I. These are alerts. These are warning signs. What does Nabi alayhi salam tell his sahaba? Oh my sahaba, with cry in his heart, love and affection for his ummah, worried about the well-being of his ummah. إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلًا When my ummah will fall in certain wrongs and evils, when certain evil practices will become rife and common in my ummah, oh my sahaba, then they are absorbing the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are inviting the adab of Allah to strike in different ways. What is the first prophecy? إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دِوَلًا When the resources of this world will be made exclusive for people of power and authority, the poor will have no share in the treasures of this world. This will result in the poor becoming poorer, the rich becoming richer. There'll be that unequal distribution of wealth. The rich and wealthy will turn a blind eye and a deaf ear toward the suffering of the ummah. People will be dying due to starvation, due to hunger and thirst. Yet there'll be certain groups of my ummah, they will not pay any attention towards their suffering. They'll only be concerned about their own income, their own profits, their own gain. Then what next, Ya Rasulullah? Wal amanatu maghnama. O my sahaba, when you will observe and find certain groups of my ummah, they will take the wealth of others as an amanat, as a trust. And they will eat up and devour that wealth. Treachery and deception will become very rife and common in my ummah. People will make promises and they will fail to fulfill their promises. What does Nabi alayhi salam say? It is a sign of a hypocrite. When he promises you something and then he goes against his promise. Nabi alayhi salam says, when you will see that this will become very common and rife in my ummah. Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu an, a very great illustrious companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, Haddathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadithin. Once the paragon of Allah's creation, he had predicted two great fitnas to come in our time. رَأَيْتُ أَحْدَهُمَا Lo and behold, I've already witnessed one. وَأَنَا أَنْتَظِرُ الْآخَرُ And I await the other. What is it? Oh Hudhayfa, when you will see that amanat dari, honesty and trustworthiness, will leave the lives of people to the extent it will be said, إِنَّ فِي بَنِي فُلَانِ That in a certain family, of a certain tribe, there is one man who is known to be very clear, to be very straight when it comes to his dealings. He has some type of honesty and trust. People can trust him. And oh Hudhayfa, what will be that man's condition? He will not even have an atom amount of iman in his heart. When deception will become very rife and common, then this is the cause of the decline of the ummah. This is what draws the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam warns us again and again, O my ummah, stay far away from deception. Never betray any person. Fulfill your promises. Fulfill your agreements. Then what next, Ya Rasulullah? Wazzakatu maghrama. With a cry in his heart, love and affection for his ummah, seeing his ummah moving towards destruction. He's unable to control his ummah. Ana akhidhum bihujazikum. What did he say? I'm holding you, I'm grabbing you. You choose to leave my arms. وَالزَّكَاتُ مَغْرَمًا Oh my sahaba, when you will see a time to come in my ummah, people will regard zakat as a tax. They will consider it as a burden. They will look for every loophole and leeway to drop the obligation of zakat. They will question the wisdom of this great institution of Islam. They will find it very easy to spend millions of rands for some wedding, some function, some party. But when it comes to zakat, they'll find it to be a burden. With great difficulty, they'll eventually take out some money. They will go to the muftis and the ulama. Can we give our old stock as zakat? This is the condition of the ummah. Remember, if we have to look at this word zakat, and linguistically analyze this word, we will realize that zakat is a blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This word has two meanings. Number one is growth. Number two is purity. And both these meanings are found and combined when one fulfills this great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Nabi alayhi salam, prophesizing the time to come when people would regard zakat as a tax, this will be the cause of the decline of the ummah. This is one of the reasons for which we find change of conditions throughout the entire world. Then the next prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba very curious to know what is happening. What will take place in this world? Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu says, I used to repeatedly, very often I would go to the Messenger of Allah, O Nabi of Allah, tell me of the evils that will take place. Tell me about the signs of Qiyamah. What will be the condition of your ummah closer to the day of Qiyamah? The next prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَتُعُلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ. People will study, acquire the knowledge of Islam, not with the intention of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There'll be no sincerity and ikhlas in their studies. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu's hadith, very famous. On the day of reckoning, the very first three people to be summoned in the court of Allah, the first of the three will be an alim, a scholar of deen who will come before Allah. Ya Allah, I studied for your pleasure. I then taught and preached for your pleasure. Malaika will say to him, you're speaking a lie in the court of Allah. You can lie to the entire world. You cannot lie in the court of Allah. You studied and then you taught and preached. So people call you a great scholar of deen. And surely you have earned your praise in this world. Hence there is no reward for you in the year after. Your abode is the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us all. Some scholars have interpreted this statement made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَتُعِلِّمَ لِغَيْرِ الدِّينِ أَيْ لِدِدِّ الدِّينِ. When people will study and they will seek the knowledge of Islam, and the intention will not be to uplift and spread the deen of Islam. Instead, the intention will be to run down and degrade, to destroy and demolish the religion of Islam. اتخذ الناس رؤوسا. What does Nabi alayhi salam say? People will take ignorant people as leaders. They will be astray and lead others astray. This prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it alerts us. It warns us of such people to come in the name of Islam. They will be causing more harm to Islam than even the enemies of Islam. Then the next prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَأَطَاعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ وَعَقَّ أُمَّهُ. O my Sahaba, when you will see a time to come in my ummah, when a person will obey his wife, he will treat his wife in a very kind way. Yet the opposite when it comes to his mother. He will disobey his beloved mother. He will ill-treat his mother. He will raise his voice towards her. وَأَدْنَى صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. He will find it below his dignity to be seen holding the hand of his father or mother in public places. He will try to push away his father from his presence. He will deliberately choose to enter and exit from another door, not as same as his father. What does Nabi alayhi salam say when you see such evil practices common in my ummah? Then know well that that is the decline of the ummah. That is the cause of the decline of the ummah. That is what is drawing the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadithi Jibreel. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes from the heaven. Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a. O Nabi of Allah, tell me, when will Qiyamah approach? Nabi alayhi salam tells him, mal mas'ulu anha bi'a'lam min as-sa'il. I have no knowledge. Nor do you have any knowledge regarding the coming of Qiyamah. Okay, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni an amaratiha. At least give me a few signs of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam tells him, an talid al-amatu rabbataha. When a mother will give birth to her master. Scholars of Ahadith are baffled. What is meant by this statement? And many of them have then agreed that the most conducive and appropriate and preferred meaning is when a child will treat his parents, when a child will treat his parents like a master treats his slave, know well, Qiyamah is coming very, very close. These are all warnings given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lest we fall prey to these evil practices. We protect and safeguard ourselves from becoming the cause of the decline of the ummah and becoming part of the reason for which we find change of conditions throughout the entire world. Then comes the next prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ. O my Sahaba, a time will come in my ummah when musical instruments, dancing girls will become very rife and common in my ummah. People's ears will become immune to the listening of music without a frown on their forehead, without any detestment and hate in their hearts. They will regard it to be part of life. They will even object and criticize others for not listening to music. Hadith of Tirmidhi, Nabi alayhi salam says, people will come in my ummah who will even legalize the listening to music. Sahaba amazed, they are shocked, they are baffled, taken aback. Ya Rasulullah, what else? وَشُرِبَتِ الْخُمُورِ. O my Sahaba, a time will come in my ummah where intoxicating alcoholic drinks will be drunk in abundance. At this point, Sahaba paused. Ya Rasulullah, can you explain further to us? In another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, yes, O my Sahaba, not only that, يَسْتَحِلُّونَهَا يُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهَا. They will go to the extent, they will just change the name and then legalize its consumption. They will regard it to be halal just by changing the name. No longer it's called alcohol. They give it some other name and then say it's permissible to be drunk. When this is the condition of my ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, then they should await the adab of Allah to strike. Nabi alayhi salam is giving us these warnings to protect us from falling into these evil practices. Then it comes the next prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the very same hadith, in the same gathering before his sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَظَهَرَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. When voices will be raised in the masajid, people will lose the respect and the sanctity of the home of Allah. They will fail to realize we are sitting in the home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salam has greatly encouraged and emphasized the importance of attaching, the importance of respecting the homes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To such an extent, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, if you see someone wake up in the masjid to announce a lost item of his, then tell him, لا ردها الله عليك. May Allah not return your item to you. This masjid has not been built for that purpose. The masajid have been built for the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then comes the last prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَعَنَ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ أَوَّلَهَا. When you will find people coming right at the end of this ummah, and they will mock and revile the early ones of my ummah. They will criticize and they will curse the early ones of my ummah. They will take the illustrious companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their beloved companions, the tabi'een, and the great scholars of Islam, the imam mujtahideen. They will make such people the object and the target of their criticism, of their insult and their mockery. They will even make statements, who is that sahabi, wal'iyadu billah? Who is that great imam of Islam? He's nothing, wal'iyadu billah. Nabi alayhi salam says, when you will observe certain evil practices coming, becoming very rife and common in my ummah, or my sahaba, then surely the adab of Allah will definitely strike. Respected brothers and elders, we have observed and witnessed so many of these minor signs of qiyamah, realizing that we have come right to the end of this ummah. Qiyamah is very, very close. We have understood the cause of the decline of the ummah. And why is the ummah being bombarded with atrocities and difficulties, lashed from every side and corner? It is because of our evil practices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states in this verse that he cited before you, لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will never change the conditions of a certain nation until they change their own conditions. This is the divine system of Allah. Whatever goes up, that will come down. Now it is time for us to put our act together, to reform ourselves, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for our past. Try and come out of all these evils that we are engaged in. Shed those tears before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tears of repentance and istighfar. It is a promise of Allah, Allah will not destroy any nation when they engage in istighfar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Nabi alayhi salam clearly promises in a hadith, مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. When people adhere to istighfar, and they make istighfar in abundance, seeking Allah's forgiveness, Allah will grant them an opening from every difficulty, ease from every hardship. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will even provide for them from unseen sources. Now it is the time for us to engage in istighfar. Abandon all those wrongs and evils that we engaged in. Beg Allah to send down His supreme and divine mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the divine system of Allah. When a group of people, when they make istighfar and they seek the forgiveness of Allah, then they will see good conditions descending again. Not forgetting, we are in a very auspicious Mubarak month of Muharram. It is this month when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special mercy had come to Nabi Nuh alayhi salam and Nabi Musa alayhi salam, two of his great of his anbiya. Allah's protection had come to them from the tyranny and the oppression of the people. Let us all engage in istighfar. Motivate, encourage others to come upon istighfar and seek Allah's forgiveness for our wrongs, the wrongs of the entire ummah. Surely when a people turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then good conditions will come upon them again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease the conditions of the ummah wherever they are suffering. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the ummah from falling into these evil practices. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us with iman. May He make us leave this world with iman, and may He make us rise on the day of Qiyamah with iman in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.